Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? Well, excuse me for not being an emotionless husk. Right, sorry. It just feels like I've been getting guard post duty too much lately, you know? Just standing around collecting dust. At least when you're on patrol, you're staying in motion. And just what's so important that's going on in this place anyway?
Of course, you never ask questions.
You never had the head for it. I tell you, there's something that Fancy Pants Lord ain't telling us. Or my name ain't Elena. What does he need with the likes of us anyway? Eh? Nah. He's got plenty of muscle on the payroll already, without us crowding the place. And what's with all them glowing runes on the windows? Not like any riffraff are gonna get close enough to touch him. Come on. I know you're dense, but you ain't that dense. Not 2 days ago, he called us all together and read us the riot act over some fool thief getting past us. It was his own dumbass goons who let the punk get away, but he blasted us stupid, like we spat on his granny's bones. Swear he was getting taller too. All I'm saying is this whole thing's not what I signed up for when I became a sellsword. Guard duty's one thing, but we don't even know what we're guarding. Can't be the house. He's got hired muscle to spare, even before we showed up. He lives alone, so it ain't like there's some daughter or virgin sister of his to keep safe. And he's got magic on his side, so he ain't hurting for self-defense. Ate a bad one. Not to mention, this place ain't just some fancy pants mansion. It's built like a dang castle. So, what are we even doing here? No, see, I can't just drop it. I ain't like you. Once I get a big enough thought in my head, I just gotta let it out or it's gonna give me nightmares. Call me a gossip all you want, but that's just how I'm made. Besides, you can take it. Anyway, like I was saying, why hire us when he's dug in so good already? Sure, the money's not bad, but who's to say he ain't up to something nasty? Maybe he's messing around with black magic, and one day he figures, hey, these here mercenaries ain't gonna be missed. Next thing we know, one of us goes, poof, gone. We don't see neither hide nor hair of him. Then another, and another. And to where, What's his lordship done with his expendable mercs? Nobody cares. Hey, wouldn't be the first time some fancy pants blue blood made some simple folk disappear. Remember that countess? The one who drunk little girl's blood like wine? Hey, don't give me that look. You're the one who was babbling about the beasts of the hollow last week. Don't you come at me for thinking out loud. Least I can count on my fingers without getting a headache. I ain't one to look a gift horse in the mouth, but something stinks about this whole deal. And if you can still believe in that stupid spook story our grannies used to tell us, don't go telling me it's strange of me to think some shifty-ass prune of a Lord Marlon, who don't ever go to sleep, is messing with some creepy-ass magic and making Mama Dane cry. Now don't you shake your head at me when you started the shindig. I ain't letting you back out that easy. You're looking somewhere else, ain't you? There's someone standing behind me, ain't there? It's him, ain't it?